On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
This is Audio Whiplash on the Tall Can Audio Network. Follow along on Twitter at Tall Can Audio or at facebook.com/tallcanaudio.
Welcome back to Audio Whiplash.
It totally sounds like she's having her first ever orgasm.
First ever.
I can't believe, it's been out there. It's in the ether somewhere.
And yet, that she's glad we're all there with her.
Well, and really, I don't know. Let me change that. Let me rephrase that.
All right.
Not her first ever.
First ever televised?
Maybe her first ever one with somebody else in the room.
It's happening.
I think there are, and you know what? I don't want to speak for
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Or all ladies. Or all ladies out there in general. But I think, you know, the idea of orgasm through intercourse, it's elusive for some
ladies.
Not
always attainable.
This is it.
Right.
So
sometimes you need some kind of power tool or something.
No, you got to get up. You got to grind the corn. That's the thing. Grind the corn. Look it up, ladies and gentlemen.
Probably not at work.
Yeah, I wouldn't look it up at work, but if you're listening to this show, you're good.
Yeah,
you know that we're going to bring you the good info. So yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Info. I thought we were calling it edutainment.
We are, man. But everybody, the longtime listener knows that to be the case.
Don't Google anything heard on the Audio Whiplash podcast.
Blumpkin, greasy meat Blumpkin.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, you know what? We got exciting news, man.
Yeah?
For the first time, Audio Whiplash and all shows on the Tall Can Audio Network available on Spotify. We have made the big time.
Look at us.
For the longest time, they had kind of handpicked a couple of shows to make it.
So what you're saying now is they're no longer handpicking. They're just letting the doors open and all the riffraff floated.
We still had to work at it, but we're in there, folks. If you want to, and we would appreciate it, help us get a foothold on Spotify. It's like 180 million users, man. I'd kind of like it if at least 160 million of them listen to us.
I only want 80%. Can we just get 80% of the listenership?
If you are on Spotify and you found it too inconvenient to click a different button on your phone, you can now, right on Spotify, head into podcast, search for Tall Can Audio, hit like, hit follow, hit all that stuff. Give us a shot over there, man. It's glad to be on Spotify. Glad to have the doors open.
Look at us. Those little guys
made it big, man.
Made it big.
And I mean, yeah, this is pretty exciting, right? Something that a lot of our listeners have been asking about for a while now, right? Is I think the Android podcast listener feels a little underserved, and not just by us, but by the podcast community as a whole. When you get an iPhone or an Apple device, the Apple Podcast app is built right in. All the biggest podcasts in the world are on iTunes, and so that seems to be the primary spot that most people check. And if you're a podcaster, it's the one that you first make sure that you're on, right? So enough of you have asked and said, you know, Android-wise, you know, you got to go find another app and this and that. And we have plenty of listeners on Android, and we appreciate it. But I think the biggest get here is the wide majority of Android users who have music subscription services will be on Spotify, right? If you're on Apple, if you're an iPhone, an iPad, or whatever, you're probably tied into iTunes. You're tied into Apple Music and that sort of stuff. And so the podcast being right in there with it is a no-brainer. You just flip over the app and it's no problem. It's all in the same place. Whereas on Android, you know, I got this app for podcasts and I got this app for music, and it, you know, it's a little different. Here we are, man, right there in the music app. It's the same app that you're using for music. You just search Tall Can Audio, hit that follow button. And like I said, if you're listening to this, we really would appreciate it if you'd give us a follow. Even if you do follow on a different app, you know, it really helps the show out. And we get kind of a boost from that. And it'd be a lot of help if you jump in there and consider giving a like, giving a follow to us on Spotify. We really would appreciate it. And this is a cool thing for us. And you kind of made light of it earlier that they were throwing the doors back and letting the riffraff in. And that's sort of what's happened here a little bit. But when Spotify first started allowing podcasts on there, you had to be big. You had to be backed by Rogers or Bell or some big media company in the U.S., right? They didn't just let us independent guys in. You had to be one of the big players, and chances are you were just podcasting your radio show or something like that, right? And it wasn't truly open to podcasts. And now that the doors are open to independent shows like ours, we were amongst the first to help kick it down. We are in there now. You search Tall Can Audio, we're there. Hit follow, hit like, give us a hand here. We'd really appreciate it. And man, this is an exciting day for us. Excited to be on Spotify, as I said a second ago.
I was trying to think. You had sent me an email saying, "Hey,
this could be anything."
We have, yes. Dear listener, come down the road with me. You said we have our first listener in. Where, and it was it honestly, it was like Kazakhstan, or it was.
I don't even remember now, man, because we've had a few of these. Well, we've had Ho Chi Minh City for a while.
Well, somebody there. It's obviously somebody.
Oh, no, this was coming out of one of our sports shows, and I was like, could it be as simple as we had talked about?
Oh, that was Slovakia.
Slovak, yeah.
No, it was someplace in Africa or in, honestly, Central South Asia.
Oh, you're right. Zimbabwe.
Oh, that's Africa. But yeah. That's, okay.
Well, you said Africa. It's Zimbabwe.
Okay.
Yes. I'm not exactly sure what on tallcanaudio.com lured in our first hit on a whole continent, right? Like, I do enjoy it.
What are you Egyptians doing? Come on, man.
Come on here, man. Come on. What are we doing? I do enjoy it when I pop up and I see a city in Canada or the United States where we've never seen a listener from. When we get a whole new country, it's exciting. When we get a whole new continent, it's exciting. I'm pretty sure something in Zimbabwe.
I think you were. I thought you were talking before African. About Ulaanbaatar.
Obviously.
Look at us go.
Côte d'Ivoire.
Côte d'Ivoire. Yes, two different places, but
yeah,
that's okay.
Obviously.
Ah, fool! All right.
How was your Thanksgiving, man? I know you were making big breasts for everybody. How'd that go?
Man, I am. You know what? I don't care about the carcass. I don't make soup. I did up two turkey breasts, which is really, it's about 9 pounds worth of meat, right? They're about 4.5, 5 pounds a piece. It's a big breast, my friend. I know you go in for that.
Yeah, that's more than I can handle, though. 9 pounds is a bit much.
Really? Well. Is a 9 pound Robin fucking heavy? Yeah, I loved it. Brined it for 24 hours in my secret brine sauce.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, and really, it's you throw it in there, no need. I took the lid off about halfway through, little butter, hoping for a little crisp
right.
action. It was tender. Because sometimes that's some people's issue with the white meat, right?
Is it gets, it can be a little dry.
Well, okay, and you know why?
I'm sure you're going to say bad chefs or something.
No, really, it's not a bad chef problem at all. It's the white meat is done at about 160. You can eat that bad boy at 160. The dark meat needs to go to about 180.
Okay.
Right. So they obviously the simple math says
right.
They're not done at the same time.
That's right.
So in order for your dark meat to be done,
you got to cook the shit out of the white,
right? So right. Now there's ways around that. A, brining, right? B, cook that bad boy upside down. So you put the breasts down, dark meat up on the top, and it sort of self-bastes through itself.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I am. And now you know what the other way is?
Spatchcock.
Spatchcock, my man. Cut that backbone right out. Flatten it out with a brick.
Right.
Beauty, man. Beauty. I have become a bird expert.
I'm getting that. So it was popular. Everyone was
loving it. I had people saying, why would you ever go back to doing the dark meat? Why would you do that?
Oh, because you love the dark meat.
Yeah, I know. That's well. Said Matt, never.
Just at Thanksgiving. Matt,
exactly.
We had a huge crowd at the cottage for the last ever blow.
Oh, sorry. How was yours?
No, you know. And honestly, we had a great time.
But the food was totally subpar. It's okay. You told me off air and it's.
Food was terrific. There was a few things we wanted to get to here today. We touched on Spotify.
Was one of them my new phone? Yeah, we wanted to talk about that.
Oh, the one that you didn't get. I was excited for you, man. Because you're rocking like a 2006 Samsung Galaxy.
Yeah. Well, it's an S4.
Okay.
So that's circa 13.
13, 14, something like that. Yeah.
Well, I got it in 14, so it was probably a 13.
Okay. You were going in, you told me when you were here last week, I think on the Friday, to get it replaced with a Samsung Galaxy S8, which is pretty near top of the line, man.
I was moving on up, like the Jeffersons.
And I was sure I had weeks ahead of me of...
Me trying to figure out.
Right.
I don't know how to get into any of my Google shit because everything is just, it's fairly intuitive that way.
Right. So what happened, man? Because I'm sitting here now, you don't have a new phone in
hand. Okay, so I'm on a business plan, right?
Guy's all about business.
Yeah, taking care of business. And so I get these offers. Occasionally. I looked at this one and went, all right.
That's a good one.
I'd take that. So honestly, I had to spend 2 days sort of off and on the phone, hammering around with Rogers, right? And I was
going
to get...
You know Rogers guy is going, who am I speaking to?
Yeah. Well, it was two different women actually over 2 days.
Okay.
But it was going to come with 4 gigs with a bonus 2.
Oh.
Yeah, taking it up to 6. I'm like, man, I'm
living. What do you use in a month? How much data? Because... Like, you're on an old phone, but it is a phone capable of using data.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what you were using per month?
Yeah, sure. I'm between 2 and 3 most months.
No way.
Yeah.
That's a lot, man. That's a lot of data.
So.
What are you doing?
Nah, just, you know.
Just
stuff.
Music? Porn?
Yeah.
Gotta get off the Wi-Fi for the porn. Don't want anyone else to see that. All the above.
Exactly. All those things.
Because you're a big music guy.
Love it.
Constantly.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
So, a new Audible guy, too.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah.
And we're in conversations. I think they're up next in terms of sponsoring the pod.
Okay.
We'll talk.
Yep. So, I got this sweet deal, right? I get a discount due to being a municipal employee.
Right.
So, we hammer all this out, and they said, do you want us to send you the phone, or do you want to swing by and pick it up at one of the locations?
You're a swing by guy.
This is it. I'm a swing by guy. So I swing by. This is all on a Wednesday. Yeah. I swing by on the Wednesday, and then I get waylaid, right? I don't make it. I have to go to something else. But Saturday, I roll into the store, and they're like, yeah, no, that ain't happening.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, what do you mean it's not happening? They're like, yeah, we don't offer that deal anymore.
We only offered it up until Wednesday.
72 hours.
Oh, fuck.
They can hold the deal. So the phone they were going to give me for $0, ladies and gentlemen, on the Wednesday is $300 the next day. And I'm saying to the woman, are you fucking serious? She's like, well, I can give you a bunch of options. And I'm like, no, you don't need to give me any options. You need to give me what I have. I have an interaction number. I have a confirmation number.
Right.
What do you need? And she's like, I don't see those anywhere on here. I don't see any notes, sir. And I'm like, do you understand how fucking ridiculous this is? I said, I don't know when your shift at the diner got off and you've ended up here as a manager of a Rogers outlet. I demand satisfaction, goddammit.
Okay. And how'd that go? You left unsatisfied.
I still have the S4.
Now, with that confirmation.
Okay, but just a second. Does that seem fucking ridiculous to you?
Yes.
I can give this to you for $0 today. Tomorrow it's $300. But nobody told me that. Or else I would have moved heaven and earth to make it happen today.
Yeah, I like $300. I wouldn't just piss it away.
Because I'm like, you know what? I could fucking cram that sideways up your fucking wazoo. Why I can drop an F-bomb but then feel like I need to say wazoo,
yeah.
I'm not sure. But
well, there are certain things that are. Yeah. So she didn't say to you, this is a one-week offer or this is a.
Yeah, she said to me, if I were you, is your phone busted? And I'm like.
This is on the phone I'm referring to.
Oh, no.
She didn't say you have to go in by
Wednesday.
She
didn't say that you have 72 hours.
Right.
So to me, 72 hours out from Thursday, because there's a promo code you have to click on.
Yes.
They send you an email.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, when did you do it? And I'm like, I don't know, 10 a.m. on Wednesday. She's like, well, we can only hold it for 72 hours.
10:06.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm like, 72 hours? That takes it out to 11 a.m. on Saturday, and it's 3 now. Are you telling me that because it's 76 hours?
Phones
again, make
man.
Me go back to yeah. this whole, that's fucking ridiculous.
So where are we now?
So I phoned the guy online. I'm like, hey, listen, what's happening here? And he's like, yeah, no, that's.
Did you tell him you demand satisfaction?
I did. I'm not making it anywhere with that line. I gotta go in a totally different direction. Although if I go back, there's a high school buddy of mine who had a couple of opening lines. He liked to hit, and I'm hoping this is a post, you know. this is an R-rated show.
It always is, man.
Yeah.
How's it going, Spotify listeners? Welcome.
It was, g'day, gorgeous. How would you like your arsehole eaten? Okay. And really, that was the better of the two, because the other one was, g'day, gorgeous. How would you like your cunt stretched?
If I could only have the confidence to approach someone that way. Yeah.
And his theory was, 9 out of 10 are going to slap you.
Yeah.
But the 10th one's going to go home with you.
And tell you how she wants it stretched.
This is it. But the reality is that one who's going home with you, that ain't stretching it.
No. You won't be the first to have hit her with that line. And she ain't giving you no phone.
And sorry about the C word, ladies and gentlemen.
Nah.
But anyways.
That's how the show goes, man.
Demanding satisfaction.
Getting none.
Yeah, this is it.
So right now, you're nowhere. You're waiting for the next email with a promo code.
This is what she said to me. She's like, I would just hold on to it. She goes, these things happen all the time. I'm like, that is crazy.
May I make a suggestion?
Matt?
Call Rogers.
Yes.
I'm unhappy, and I'm switching to Bell unless you... Whatever. And they'll go, well, why don't we give you the Samsung Galaxy S8, which is the one I believe you were supposed to get. Well, then I guess I'll stay.
See, the thing is,
it's an empty threat, and they know it's an empty threat, but it's a phone they're clearly prepared to give away now anyway, because they already offered it to you.
And see, I still have,
as long as you get the contract, right?
I still have all the confirmation, and
right.
I still have all that.
And I don't give him that.
I had meant to do it this week, but I'm talking to the guy now on the business line, right? And I'm saying to him, I was just in the store. He wouldn't believe it. You know, this is, and he's like, yeah, no, sorry. He's the one that dropped the 72 hour thing on me. I'm like, are you for real?
If you'd have mentioned that on the first call, I might have gone within 72 hours.
This is what
for
I said to him.
For a free fucking top end phone, Samsung makes good shit.
And so I said to him, I'm like, okay, so are you telling me now that I'm hooked into you guys for another 2 years and I still have this phone? And he's like, no.
No.
He goes, that was only going to kick in when you picked up the new device.
That's right. So you're still free to walk.
And that's what he said. You're still going month to month. And I said, listen, I've been very happy with my Rogers.
Right.
I said, but this kind of shit drives me crazy.
Yeah.
And it makes me want to go elsewhere.
Yeah.
And his response to that was, well,
peace.
You're able to do that.
Yeah. Well, you are. But I would imagine.
I am super unsatisfied now with that response, too.
If you called them up and said, I want the Galaxy Note 9 Plus, whatever, that came out last month, they'd tell you to go piss up a rope. The Samsung Galaxy S8 they were giving you, which is now a year old, which is how you got the S4.
Yeah, for sure it is.
It was a year old at the time.
Yep.
They're still top end shit, man. And if I'm sure if you just called and said, oh, I'm going to leave over this, if you don't, they just go, all right, well, then take this and go within 72 hours and,
yeah,
and you'll get your phone.
And I still will, yeah, maybe over the next couple of days.
Yeah.
But man, I'm flabbergasted by the idea that, we can give it to you for free today. But if you show up tomorrow, it's $300. No, I don't get that. I have a hard time reconciling all that in my brain.
Right. Well.
And it makes me, honestly, I'm clearly a man on the edge. Like, I felt like kicking and busting shit right in the store.
Really?
Yeah. I was unhappy with the whole thing.
Were you here on Merivale?
No, I was out in the West End.
Okay.
On Eagleson.
West End trash.
Yeah, flow. Honestly, well, I was like, hey, before you come back here, you want to wash that perfume off too?
You know she don't.
Because it's masking something else.
It's covering up something.
All right. Anyways, thanks for whipping the scab off that. I appreciate it.
You brought it up.
I know, but it's really for content, baby. I'm looking to educate and you know, make a connection with the good listener, because I know
I'm Roger's not the only rage one. Is a real thing.
For sure. It's like right from my earliest days, even when I didn't fully understand it, I remember being at a Christmas gathering and I was maybe 6 or 7. And my uncle showing up.
Was Rogers around?
No.
Rogers was 70 at the time.
Yeah, this was a Bell issue.
Yeah.
And it was my uncle telling my dad, and I just happened to be within earshot. And he's like, and I had a problem with my phone bill when there was still like long distance charges and all that crazy shit on your phone bill. And he's like, and I'm phoned up and I'm spitting mad, right? And I said to the woman on the other end, you know, you wouldn't be so smug if you weren't running a monopoly here. And she replied, yes, you're probably right, sir.
I like her.
I get no satisfaction from that either, right? And you're like, click.
Well, like, I'm going through a thing right now that's for the last 3 years, 4 years, whatever it's been, Rogers has owned the national rights for the NHL, right? And so to lure people over to their services, they would offer you the online version of NHL Center Ice. I forget what it's called. It's like Game Center or whatever. And so you could watch every NHL game on your phone or your Apple TV or whatever you wanted to do. And as a guy who's a Leaf fan living outside Toronto, that was valuable to me, right? And it kept me with them. And this summer, they didn't announce shit. They just let it expire on everyone and said, yeah, we're not doing that anymore. And so it's been taken away from me. I no longer get out-of-market Leaf games for free anymore, right? And I'm kind of left going, I don't know what that ought to mean, right? Because I'm barely using cable. I've got it right down to the basic fucking cable. And I can now get Bell Internet in my building. And it won't get me NHL for free. But it's a better fucking service, and it's a
yeah.
But they have no, and they don't have to give you shit in perpetuity. I kind of get that, right? Like, I was getting a
service. But how about let me know?
That's it. It just pops up on opening night. Hey, by the way, you don't have access to this fucking game anymore. Like,
what?
Go fuck yourself, right? Like, and that's kind of my, where I'm at with them is, then you, I owe you nothing, and they owe me nothing, clearly. But that was kind of the point. Come sign up with us. Come get one of our bundles. We'll give you the NHL package. Makes sense to me, man. You're the Rogers rights holders.
Yeah.
You have it all, and I'm with you. But now you're telling me to go fuck myself, and you can go fuck yourself.
Well, and really, they're giving you that for the rest of your business.
Right.
For your monthly fee.
That's right. Is, you know, stick around for the cable.
We'll throw you this, which we have. It is our commodity.
It's our shit, yeah.
We're going to release to you, but we want you month to month.
Once you take that away, there's no reason for me to knock a bell.
Well, this is it. Yeah. Well, what do I need to stay?
Right.
Hey, in a totally unrelated but sideways, and we haven't talked about this at all, what are you feeling or hearing about this whole Apple and their move to sort of compete with Netflix in terms of their original content?
Yeah. I'm wondering how that's all going to shake loose. I think a big part of this is being first in. And Netflix, when people talk over the top, when people talk about streaming, when people talk about cutting their, you know, cable cutters, it's Netflix, right? When you're the first in, that's a big deal.
Yeah, but from what I understand, and you are an Apple guy.
Yeah.
They're going to give it to you for free.
Yeah.
To start with.
I don't know, man.
You just have to have Apple devices. Like for me, then, I'm on the hook for a bunch of merch.
How did my free NHL service?
Okay, and that's what brought me in this direction, though, right? Was like anything else, right? We want to give it to you for free. We want to give you a little taste, and then we will.
Like fucking crack dealer.
Right? Yeah, okay, but.
Yeah.
You know, you are already, for all those people who are already running a Mac or you're running an iPad or an iPhone, right? And you're like, yeah, we're willing to give this to you where you can stream it for free. And, with apparently original content.
Yep.
Spielberg's in on it, I think. Yep. And
they'll do well with it. But I don't know that I think it's any, like, here's the big one to me, and I read a great article. This is probably 8 to 10 months ago now. If I can find it, I'll share it at TallCanAudio, facebook.com/TallCanAudio. They're talking about Disney pulling their shit from Netflix, and they're going to put, because they now have
Angels in the Outfield.
Okay. Oh, that's a good one. they have Star Wars now, right? They pull, which to me means shit, but to a lot of people means a lot.
Yeah, okay,
like 37 of them now,
and they have all the ones that I don't want to watch. They don't have the ones that I want to watch,
right? So let's say though that they decide they're now, which is obviously what they're doing. They've pulled the Disney shit off Netflix, and they're going to open their own streaming service, $10 a month. Netflix, $10 a month. How many of these, how long till Sony, how long till Paramount, how long until whatever, all start pulling and opening their own, and you're back to paying $10 a month times 6-8 different companies, and you're back at $120
you know what?
Month like cable.
And I am only 6 months in on the Netflix front, right?
Right.
But I'm super disappointed with their movie selection.
Yeah. Well, that's being Canadian.
Okay.
The American Netflix is way better.
All right. And so to me, I watch it for
TV.
I watch it for TV shows.
Yes,
and
me too. Movies, it's kind of blah. There's some good docs on it. But this is going to become the thing is, oh my God, we've leased out all our business to Netflix for the next 5 years. If you're whatever company, we should just open our own streaming service.
Yep.
And now this little chipping away at you, $10 a month here, $10 here,
$6 for Crave.
Right. It eventually gets right back to what you were paying for cable anyway.
Well, as soon as you start going, the idea of a la carte is attractive.
Yeah.
But then you go, yeah, but I want everything.
Probably should have stuck with cable.
A la carte, not the way to go if you want everything.
Right.
Because you're paying through the.
Yeah, no, and luckily I don't give a shit about Disney. I don't give a shit about Star Wars. But a lot of people.
But Wrath of Khan, I care about.
But that's the big one, right? Is Star Wars is the big one. And once Disney was able to pick that up, they're going to drag a lot of nerds with them that.
Meh. The AV Club is gone.
So I think we were going to touch on this ridiculous story that we'll share. At TalkCanAudio, facebook.com.
It may have been the only thing that was on the docket today. I'm not entirely sure.
No, and the show could be over by now. For many of you, it is. There is a woman who has been. What was the official charge? Do you remember what they gave her? Because it was a little nondescript.
Four months. for, yes. I don't know, aiding and abetting or...
blowing or...
convincing or commissioning or...
Essentially what happens is she's left some guy and she's now photographed herself in what they repeatedly call a sex act. There are only so many sex acts you can take part in while taking a selfie.
Yeah, well, I think they actually said she was performing.
Yes, that's okay.
A sex act so you on can all, this man.
That's right. So you can all assume for yourself what that is.
She's blowing him.
For sure. and then sends the photo to her ex. Her ex, not thrilled with this development, shows up and murders the new boyfriend.
This story is taking a turn for the worse.
It's actually a fairly predictable turn for the worse, but yes, it has. Yeah.
And if you think that's as seedy as it gets, you're like, okay, so she was blowing him, and good for him, right? Sure. She takes a photo.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'm happy with that, but... then sends it to her ex-boyfriend.
So
you go, that's
she's dirty.
For sure. I didn't mind the photo of her though. I wasn't hating it.
She's all right. Yeah. That's all that's all you'd say. It's middle of the road, right?
Yes, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yep.
So the thing is, this isn't a new phenomenon, right? Where revenge is your primal reaction or whatever. But we didn't used to, up until like the last 5-10 years or so, have the ability to flaunt this in someone else's. It used to be more this almost mental torture is, I wonder what she's doing out there. Well, you don't have to wonder, buddy. Yeah. Here it is. Here's what she's doing.
Oh my God!
Here's what she's doing with the new guy. So, I guess she's got two kids, and after she's done performing said sex act, she kicks the new guy out.
Okay, wait. You're missing a vital piece of information here.
Often.
Okay. She's, as you said, she's performing this said sex act on this guy in the house with her two kids. Two young kids are sleeping.
Yeah.
Which is fine. People get blown all the time in houses with young children.
Sure.
And how do you think children end up here? That's how it works.
That's not at all how it works. That's not the hole it needs to go in.
So anyways, think of this guy. And this is really what I we are making light of this.
For sure we are.
But the idea is
he's dead.
He's dead.
He's dead.
Okay. He's getting blown.
Yeah.
And while this new girlfriend, it's air quotes on
sure,
that.
Sure, yeah.
Is blowing him.
New
She's
whore.
Taking a photo.
Yeah.
And then she sends it to her ex.
Yes.
With a caption that says, okay, and this is a direct quote, feel free to slap the cunt.
Yes.
Okay.
Does that mean him or
this is it? Like
or hers?
Or her in general?
Right.
And you got to know, this takes place in Teesside, UK.
Right.
Right. So their use of the word cunt
more liberal.
It is way exactly.
It's jarring here, but it's thrown around.
Over there, they throw it around all the time like bitch.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They use it in very, very much the same way.
Movie Euro Trip. The guy's like, you guys are on a whole other level of swearing over here.
Yeah, because they drop it. We talk about it all the time, right? We were in a subway in Belfast when a guy told
Subway restaurant.
Yeah, Subway restaurant. And the guy said, make my sub, you coont.
You coont? You fucking coont? Yeah.
Honestly, you're like, what? Who says that?
And she did.
She didn't even look up from making a sandwich.
Whatever. That's like miss.
Yeah, honestly. Bitch, make my sandwich.
Yeah.
Which even then, I'm like what?
2 a.m.
You're weird. Yeah, for sure, man. The pubs have closed.
Some guy in a suit.
So, yeah, feel free to slap the cunt.
Right.
So, as you pointed out, who does that refer to, her or him?
Right.
Now, very clearly, the guy who's received this message has taken it to mean the guy receiving the blowjob.
Yeah.
And again, I'm just getting blown here. I have no stake in this. It's like whatever you guys are doing.
Why are you taking a selfie? Is this a memento? Or yeah, oh shit, you're sending to your violent ex.
This is clearly the best cock you've ever had. No, but then she forces the guy out in the street because she's like,
well, if this crazy motherfucker
is
going to
bust his way into my house, I don't want you in here. Yeah. So she forces the guy who's freshly received said act. I'm hoping. Yeah.
You know what? Because you're kind of weak legged. Like you're not in any position.
Well, I'm hoping he finished. I'm hoping there was a conclusion to this, man.
Like if this is the last.
Oh no, I'm taking the photo. Now you got to get out. Oh wait.
No. This is not how it's going to end.
So anyways,
I got at least a minute or two.
Because that's what she said. Forced him out in the street.
Yeah.
And then the ex shows up and stabs him in the heart. Honest to God.
This is how my night would end.
And I got to think, you know, whatever the ex and the woman, whatever they got going on, I just think I'm happy with this bird I got. And that's it.
Like, there's this weird moment where you're like, good for her for pushing this out into the street away from her children. At the same time,
why
you're blowing a guy the living room where your kids are asleep upstairs.
You hope they're upstairs.
Well, yeah, I do. So you get to this point where the judge essentially says, no, I don't believe you thought this guy... Would get murdered. But yeah, this is your deal. You sent this to someone else.
You're reveling is what the word they kept using. Reveling in the drama and the...
How many Pornhub videos must have then people reveling? You don't think some of them are staged, do you? They're all real, right? Like, they gotta be.
Especially those ones that say post-bar.
Right, and they have like a production company's label in the bottom right corner.
Yeah, you're like, what?
No, that's someone's home video. I'm sure of it.
This is it. Right next to the vacations to Milan. No. So... yeah, she's got to serve jail time.
For blowing someone and sending a photo of it.
Yeah, but then throwing his ass out in the street. Like, I just...
That's the part that's holding you up, eh?
Well, yeah. I got my pants around my ankles, and I'm just doing my thing. My head's back, maybe.
I didn't know your boyfriend was crazy as shit and that you were
Snapchatting. Or that you're that crazy as shit. Like, honestly. And then you're like, get out. You're like, what?
I'm going to get stabbed in the dick.
I had pineapple for lunch. It couldn't have been that bad. Like, what's happening here?
Oh, fuck. Okay.
I'm like, what is that?
Oh, my God.
Get out!
This is the worst, man. And I can't imagine this type of... Forever, we've been hearing about revenge porn. And here it is. The crazy broad is going to serve time over... You know, someone's dead, someone's charged for murder, and you're, I guess, an ex. So this is actually the thing I wanted to ask you, but should she have any role in this legally?
For sure she should.
Why? She didn't kill anybody. She's just going, hey, fuck you, buddy. Okay. I'm now moved on to someone else.
So, but there's the caption that says, feel free to slap the cunt.
Yeah. Which not with a knife.
Okay. And then she says to the guy, get out. You got to get out. And she pushes him out into the street.
Right.
And then the guy's there. There was a brief chase.
Yes.
And then he gets stabbed in the heart with a kitchen knife.
Yes.
Whose fault is that?
Yeah. All right.
Like, whose fault? Right from the beginning.
Yeah.
I've sent this photo. I've put, feel free to slap. And then I've forced you out into the house. Out of the house into where you have no protection.
So... she's incited this.
She has absolutely made this happen. Now, one guy's dead and one guy's serving a life sentence.
Yeah. What'd she get?
4 months.
4 months. Nah, that's probably fair, I guess.
To me, it's just like, yikes. Yikes.
You know, that guy showed up that night going, she seems easy. This is going to be, ends up dead at the end of the night.
Okay,
be warned out there, folks. Stay off Snapchat.
Stay safe, ladies and gentlemen.
Snapchat's terrible. Tinder's terrible. just go to a bar and pick up your broads there, and then, you know, don't let her
pick
take
up
any
your
photos.
Broads there. I can't.
Because like Tinder and shit, like it's got like your geographical tags on it.
Well, where do you stand when somebody says, "Oh, I just use Tinder for to get a free meal"?
It's fucking weird. I don't know if I've ever heard that before. I've heard like, you know, girls got to eat. I'm going out with a guy for no, but I've never heard on Tinder. Like to me, Tinder's pretty well understood. We're not forming long-lasting relationships on Tinder.
Swipe left, swipe right.
Right. Yeah. It's not meant to be, what's it, lava life.
Okay.
Like there's no profiles. There's no whatever. It's like, yeah, all right, I'd fuck you, I guess.
Here's right? a photo.
Yeah, it's someone else, and hopefully when you show up at the door, you'll just be like, whatever.
That... How long ago did you take that photo? All right. It's 10 years ago.
Whatever.
I put on a couple pounds.
And it's 3 a.m. Let's just do this. Yeah. Right? So,
if we both had better options, we wouldn't be here. Quit complaining. Quit your bitching.
You can give us a follow. Don't forget, we're on Spotify now.
Woo!
Search Tall Can Audio on Spotify. Give us a like. Give us a follow there. At Tall Can Audio on Twitter, facebook.com/TallCanAudio. And I suppose we'll catch you all later.
Hopefully. Beware of the crazy blowjob.
I am unhappy with the confusing and at times confrontational nature of that meeting. I wanted it to go better. I wanted it to go better!
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at TallCanAudio.com or by searching Tall Can Audio on your favorite podcast app. When you say Tall Can Audio a lot, it starts to sound weird.